You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Again, that's at least the second time you started the podcast with a burp.
And I think that came up.
We'll see.
Fake news. I don't think that showed up. Shane, Ella, make sure that's fake news.
Yeah, like he would, like he would.
Yeah, he would.
Hello, Ella. Just calm. Cool the jets. Did anyone ever say that to you when you were growing up? Cool the jets.
No,
Hello, and you're very welcome to this week's episode of You're Grounded with myself, Emma Doran, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Doran. How are you, Ella?
I'm good.
What's Thank going down asking. In your world?
My world.
Scandal.
No,
I suppose
scandal.
You're probably real worried about having to pay your college fees this year now.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get all that sorted out. Why are you laughing at me? I'm going to have to get all that sorted out again.
Yeah, I know. but like with all your millions now.
Yeah, I'm a millionaire.
From working.
Yeah.
How is work going?
Millionaire.
Even chatting to the locals and stuff, getting to know people.
Chatting to the locals, yeah. That's just what I do, is just out here chatting to the locals.
Yeah. How are tips this time of year?
They're all right. They're grand.
Well.
Not great, but.
Cost of living's very high, you know, so it does affect the tips and stuff, unfortunately. Do most people pay with card or cash?
Card.
Okay, yeah. That affects it too, I suppose, yes. Doesn't it? Okay, so everything's grim on that front. What else going on?
Fun times here, guys. Just been working hard, hardly working, you know the way.
Yeah, but you've been doing. You went to see Elvis.
Oh yeah, I was trying to.
Was that
when you were asking what I'd done? I was like, oh, I'd actually.
When did you go
idea.
And see that?
Last week, some point. It started off as a walk around the park. And then we were like, let's go to cinema.
Yeah. I'd like to go see it, but it's long, isn't it?
It's like 3 hours. It didn't feel like that, though.
It didn't feel long. Yeah, but I'd be wanting a bit of a vape.
It's terrible.
3 hours, though.
That's
but terrible. I would like to see it.
Yeah, that's good. It's a good movie.
I always liked Elvis, and I used to babysit for these kids.
You used to babysit for Elvis?
I used to babysit for these kids. Sean, Eamon and Aidan.
No, name drop.
And one of them's actually married now and I was like, fuck off. Anyway.
Before you.
I know. Shots fired. But their dad, I assume he still is, but was big into Elvis. Mm. And I used to play Elvis for them all the time. So I always, when I think of Elvis, I think of them, you know. But, and he had all Elvis music. So I kind of got a musical education. And that was kind of like, I think if people are into Elvis, they're like really into Elvis, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like they're hardcore. Yeah. So I would like to see the movie.
Yeah, no, good movie. Would recommend to a friend.
Did you know much about him before?
Yeah, like I knew.
Love me tender.
Wait,
love
Emma.
Me true.
Emma, that's actually so good.
Thank you. Wait. Oh my God. Is there loads of singing in it?
Emma,
I assume so.
Emma, that was is it
Baz Luhrmann, the director?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He kind of does the musical bits and stuff.
Yeah, Emma, that was, like, I actually can't get over how accurate that was.
Yeah.
It's like he was right beside me. That was mad. I'm going to need a minute.
I always said that if I did another audition on a singing competition or a another talent show. Yeah, I did one.
So this podcast is going to take a turn now, guys. Try out the topic for the week.
Oh,
what was?
No. I've spoken about this before, but not with you.
Sorry.
Oh, okay, so all right. Okay, I'll tell you. So back in the day, look at your face.
Sorry.
Super embarrassing. Back in the day there was a show on RT. I can't remember which one it was. If I did my maths, I'd know. But and I was at it, I wasn't sure when I think back to this whether we went on the hop or not, but I have a feeling it was at a weekend, but a whole load of us, like from school, went in to audition. And because I actually did love to sing, right? But the problem was, I didn't know how to I didn't know how to play the game because in those, like, it's reality TV, so you got to, like, stand out, you know what I mean? And I'd be, like, shying away from the cameras. And I remember there was this girl there from the north. Like, you queue up for ages.
Yeah.
And there was this girl there from the north and really nice girl, like, I couldn't tell you what her name was, but I remember before her audition, or as she was getting closer to her audition, she changed into heels. And to me, I was like, she's a pro. She knows what she's at. Look at me coming here, my runners, and not having something to change into for my audition. I was like,
bottled it.
I've bottled this badly. And when they were doing the camera going around, like, the queue, and people going, you know, all this, I just, like, hide my face into the wall. Oh, and what did I sing, Ella? What did I sing? You won't be able to guess. I sang, and I'm fucking embarrassed about this. I sang, The Rose. Wouldn't that make you puke?
I don't know what that is.
Some say love. You know that one?
Baby, I'm gonna have to need a full performance after it's this,
like,
podcast.
It's like a shit song that you learn in school in religion when they're trying to, like, jazz it up, and it's not a religious song. But yeah, I did that, and then you see, now I thought, well, this won't mean anything to you, but I could have sworn that the judge, so I didn't get to, like, the main judges. I got to, like, a side judge, and I kind of thought, like, it was Rick O'Shea. He's a DJ, he's on the radio. But I don't know, it was so long ago. I mean, you're talking over 20 years ago. Didn't get through, had a great day, it was great crack. But I knew after that experience, I was like, I wasn't ready for reality TV. I wasn't ready to, like,
launch your singing career.
Well, I think I was ready to launch my singing career. Thank you very much. No, I just wasn't ready to, like, 100% commit and put myself out there. Because, like, Scarla.
You're saying this like you made the conscious decision to not pursue.
No, I made the conscious
audition, you're like, I just wasn't ready, guys.
No, I made the conscious decision not to be.
It's like the judges told you, come back next year or whatever. Like, they
not
did Liam
to put
Payne.
Myself out there. I didn't have a sob story ready to go. I didn't want to, like, do, like, vox pop things. And you've got to do all of that.
It wasn't for you. Then you found stand-up.
Then I found stand-up, yeah. But, I mean, who knows what could have been.
What could have been?
We'll never know. Anyway, that was my, yeah. And I tell you what, I have a feeling I know what I wore. I had a pair of pink tracksuit bottoms in Pennies, from Pennies. And this is, like, when everyone my age was kind of starting to go to Pennies and get their own gear. Because I know now people go and get clothes from Dunn's, but that hadn't happened yet. Do you know the way, like, they have nice clothes in Dunn's? And people will go, like, get clothes in Dunn's. There was, like, why are you looking at me
really,
like that?
They sound like everyone's going off to Dunn's to buy their clothes.
No,
think
but
that's
back
really,
in the day when I was, like, younger, it was like when we were teenagers, people start going into Pennies and, like, they've actually got pretty good clothes in there. And everyone start going to Pennies and getting bits for themselves, buying their own clothes. We didn't have, like, H&M and all.
Yeah.
And Topshop is too expensive and whatever. So I had this pink, these pink kind of wide leg tracksuit bottoms, baby pink. And then I had, like, platform runners. And I think I had, like, maybe a little string top on, maybe like with Chinese writing or something like that.
Classic.
What?
Classic.
And then I had pigtails. This is me jazzed it up.
Okay, yeah, the look though.
Yes, hello. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just not the attitude.
We could have been, if they'd done it right, I'm not giving out to the producers or whatever, but there was definitely an opportunity there to create a female version of our generation's One Direction. That's all I'm going to say. Because I wasn't ready to be solo. I wasn't ready to be out on my own. I needed...
You're ready for the group.
I needed the group. Thank you. I can't really sing and I can't dance, but with people beside me, I could have been the mouthy one. But I need people beside me. I can't be mouthy on my own.
Then you'd launch the solo career a few years later.
Yeah.
That was the plan, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, Jerry, Robbie Williams, whatever. But I wouldn't have been on the back of a Vespa with Robbie Williams. I would have done it differently. But I had pigtails and I had plaits in the pigtail.
Okay.
Some say love. But it was great all day. Yeah, that's my memory of it anyway. And we went on the bus and we were sitting upstairs and we were like, how are we going to, like, when will we know what stop to get off? And because obviously we didn't have internet.
Mm.
And then a whole lot of other people going off to the auditions got on the bus. It was all like young people, you know what I mean? So it was an old day out. Like, it was different times, something to do, you know? But their loss.
Their loss.
Their loss. How did we get onto that? Oh, Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis somehow brought us onto that.
And who did you go to see Elvis with?
Anne.
Anne, how's Anne?
That's good, yeah.
Okay.
I went with Anne.
He's going to go on a big holiday, like you and all the mates. Like, not this year, but he's going to plan it, like.
I don't know.
We're going to be going to, like, Ibiza.
Ibiza. Ibiza. Where are we going?
Ibiza. Are you ready?
We're going to Ibiza.
Yeah. Oh well, sure, look, I'll leave it up to yourselves. If you want me to come though next year.
Oh well, obviously you're coming. There's no,
I could get it. I've never been on one of those holidays. I, you know, so it could be now. Could be my time to shine.
Yeah. What's that say?
Blow my whistle, baby. Do you remember that song?
Yeah, that was just
stop what you got loud. I said blow. Imagine us in the club at Ibiza.
Yeah, that's really good. I think we should do that.
Me, you, and Mary, the gang.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we should.
That'd be good. We've booked that in defo.
Yeah, like maybe September. Because it's going to be a little bit less busy. Like a little bit.
No, I want to go when it's full throttle.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So like next year.
And you can get your hair braided again.
Next year.
You'll get burned to bits. I'll have to be hanging around with Mary and Anne entertaining them. That's what'll happen, isn't it?
That's why I was suggesting September, but sure. But sure, look at, I'll live nocturnally. I'll solely go out at night.
That's what we're going to be doing anyway.
Because we'll be sleeping all day because we've hammered the night before. So like,
Well. It's all about good vibes. That's not like getting hammered. You're going to do a beat to do it right.
I don't know what the Coke Zeroes are like there, you know.
Here we go.
Don't know what it's.
So no other scandal.
No other scandal.
Well, if you give me absolutely none.
I told you I went to Elvis. That's pretty scandalous.
Might as well be talking to fucking Marjorie here. Went to see Elvis, that's it. Give me some juicy gas.
Harsh.
I've actually known for you. I spent the whole weekend driving. I went to Rosslare and then I went to Belfast. And I got a tour of Belfast. It was very interesting.
Even you're yawning at this.
No, it's just the air. No, it was good all day, but it was very warm, but it was grand.
Most importantly, you brought back some crispies.
I brought back some crisps. Let's do a bit of a taste test. And they don't have all the Monster Munch up there. They don't have them here. Mm. I think there's only one Monster Munch you can get, but it's still kind of hard to find, isn't it?
We just have pickled onion ones, yeah.
And then the sweets, I couldn't really see any sweets that you couldn't get here that you can get up the north. So I just got those Maynard's Midget Gems things because I hadn't seen them. And only me and Joe and Tommy liked them. So, well, you
score.
You can't eat them because the gelatine.
Mm.
But it's very, I mean, sorry. So that's what I did.
Malfunction there very much.
And. Yeah, that's about it. Just a few ill gigs.
No goss? No goss for me, Emma?
Let me think of any goss.
No goss?
I'm trying to think.
No goss?
Funny because Laura came to my gig. So my good friend Laura, who has recently moved down to Wexford, came to the gig. And I would have stayed over, but I was going to Belfast the next day, kind of early. And I was like, oh, it's too much.
Mm.
But anyway, she came, and because she's moved down there recently, she was with people that she's only getting to know.
Mm.
And then, so I have a bit about like court town and stuff. And I worked Laura into the set because obviously she was there.
Mm.
So it was actually quite funny because I was like, yeah, you just met Laura, have you? I'll tell you about Laura. So that was good fun. But Yeah.
Do you want to tell your beatboxing joke? That you told.
Okay. I told Shane Ellis. I was in Whelan's last night and I said I had said this joke and it worked really well on stage. And I said, I was talking about Ella and I said, you know, she's doing psychology in UCD and but for ages we thought she'd go a completely different route. We actually thought she was going to be a beatboxer because any time I'd ask her a question, like say I'd say to her, will you fill the dishwasher? She'd go like that. And I thought it was so stupid, but it got a great laugh. And Ella and Shane just fucking annihilated me there before the podcast.
No, what the fuck are you talking about? That's Ferris Bueller. That's not beatboxing.
I was just like, oh, fuck off. Leave me alone. This is like auditioning for the sing company. I'm all up again. I've made an effort. I've got my pink tracksuit on. And I don't know. Maybe it was just the energy at the time, but we all fucking laughed. I think it was just because it was so stupid. And part of the joke was that I thought that was beatboxing.
Okay, you know it was multi-layered, yes. Of course.
Come on, Ella.
Sorry, I just wanted to share it with the podcast listeners. Does it enjoy it?
Christ. Yeah, well, it worked, so. Anyway, and so you, Mary and Anne are coming to my gig in Liberty Hall November the 4th.
Well,
that's great.
I said,
I'm really happy about that. There's a couple of seats at the front. You could pop in
there.
Well,
I go... Do you have some free tickets for me?
Not free. No one's getting any free.
But I'm your daughter. Your spawn.
I've given you enough.
Your spawn.
I've given you half my DNA. What spawn. More do you fucking want off me?
Some free tickets. Some.
You're earning thousands. What are you saving that money for? Treat your friends to a night out.
Some celebrity treatment. VIP
Jesus
treatment.
Jesus Christ. Give me strength.
The least you
give
do for
me
your, least
strength.
You can do for your daughter. Anyway, guys, buy tickets.
Right. What were we going to talk about today? Come on, we'll talk about it. So we're here having dinner and we're like, oh, what? We always like to find just, you know, a topic and then see how it goes. You know yourselves. And we said, let's be honest. We're eating dinner, so there was some pretty crap suggestions coming out, like, why don't we talk about chips? What was the other one?
I think chips is a good one, like McDonald's, Burger King, or...
Oh, but actually, when you put it like that... Yeah. Oh, let's talk about chips, actually. Right, so next week...
I think it's a great topic.
Next week we'll talk... Now, when you explain it actually is... Right, next week we'll talk about puberty.
That was going to be the topic.
Yeah.
But this week it's chips, apparently.
Yeah. Let's talk about chips.
Mm.
Okay. Actually, yeah. Let's talk about chips. So let's break this down, right? You've got chipper chips.
Yes.
You've got Chinese takeaway chips.
Yes.
You've got McDonald's chips.
Burger King chips.
Burger King chips.
Water chips can we put in there?
I mean, are you going to start getting into like garlic cheese fries and stuff?
No, because they're chipper chips.
Oh, what about, are you going to mention Eddie Rockets?
I guess, yeah, we can, they have their own thing going with their little seasoning.
Eddie Rockets.
We can add that.
Yeah, I think that's it. I don't know any of the others well enough.
No, they wouldn't be as notable. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, top. Top of the tier, what are you putting?
Chipper chips. Oh, is that controversial?
Okay, go on, number two.
No, what would you put as number one?
Well, number one, I'd put Eddie Rockets, but...
Number one, as your number one of number ones.
No, but I'll tell you what this is, right? Eddie Rockets chips, in my opinion, have to be consumed in Eddie Rockets. They don't travel well at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about them. They just don't. They leave the premises and
they're
just
gone.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They are just, they're having none of it.
Mm.
They hit the atmosphere and they're just, you're against the clock with Eddie Rocket chips.
That is true.
Chipper chips, yes. But I got chipper chips.
Mm.
Now, first, this was after I came back from Belfast and I'd had dinner there.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was ravenous. Mm. But I want them chips drenched in vinegar and salt.
Yes.
And they weren't.
No, you have to speak.
Now, I've nothing bad to say against this chipper.
Mm.
This is a premium chipper. This is Chanelis. It's premium.
We love Chanelis.
We love Chanelis. But I'm not, sometimes I'm not getting enough salt and vinegar. And those chips would have been better when I came home if they had been drenched in salt and vinegar.
Yeah, they've got to be, well, yeah, I'm taking it as they're drenched
in salt and
vinegar. Yeah, they'd be my top.
And what are you putting at the bottom?
Bottom? Probably Chinese chips.
Yeah, why, they need to get it right.
They need to
do something.
Well, no, I wouldn't put it at the bottom. Because I do enjoy spicy chips.
Sorry, that's what you basically... You have spicy chips at least once a week.
No.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, once every 2 weeks.
Okay, so sorry, the way you said no.
No, because that's untrue. Sometimes I get something else. But yeah, no, I would have it. No,
I'm sorry, what else do you get?
Get like a pizza.
Oh, chipper pizza. Oh, yeah. No. Chipper pizza has been a revelation.
Yes.
Nobody... What did you say about you used to think people that got chipper pizzas?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, maybe it was Shane. Were you there? Shane was like, he used to think that people that got pizzas from the chipper were fucking weirdos.
Yes, that was Shane who said that.
But yeah.
I started...
And I was like, oh, I agree with you. But now that my eyes have been opened, it's...
I started with the trend as well.
You did!
Because
in this house, not like...
No, I started the trend nationwide, guys. just remember that. Because when I went veggie, I was like, oh, she's dead. She's gone. I was like, will I risk the pizza, lads? And Shane was like, oh, do what you want. I was like, okay, great help. So I took the plunge and I did it. And it was good, guys.
And how did he find out about it? Did he taste yours?
Shane?
Yeah.
I think he had a taste of mine, or the boys got it the next day. He's like, boys, there's pizza in the chipper.
Okay.
It slowly came about, you know?
But come here. I'm just going to throw a spanner in the works now. Supermax.
Oh, I hate Supermax.
What?
They have no veggie options. Don't like Supermax.
Oh, okay.
Boo, Supermax.
And yeah.
They have Burger King chips as well, don't they? They're basically just Burger King chips.
But there's something about... I do enjoy a Supermax now and again. There's not that many around, you see. I'd probably get it.
I think on second thought, I'm going to put Chinese chips at like third or something. Because I like a chunky chip.
Yeah. And what, I prefer Supermax at the end?
Oh, well, yeah. I have a very...
When you're half Wexford...
I am, yeah. I've never had Supermax either.
Have you told your family about this?
What?
That you don't like Supermax?
They've never spoken about Supermax. They've never had Supermax.
Oh. Either.
So.
They don't get the takeaway when you're there.
They don't get Supermax. So. No, I'd probably, and I, do you know what, controversially, this might, I don't oh, like it.
Oh, God, you really did want to talk about chips, didn't you? The other topic that was put on the table was relationships. And Ella's just like, we're not talking about that. We're like, yeah, we know, Ella. We're taking the piss out of you.
Anyway, chips, guys. So I'd actually... Oh, God.
Go on.
I'd put... I'm kind of scared to say this.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd put Burger King ahead of McDonald's. I'm sorry, producer Shane. I'm sorry to my family. I'm sorry to my friends.
Do you know what?
I'm sorry to everyone involved.
I don't really get McDonald's.
Me neither.
If I'm good, my thing that I like to get at McDonald's when I do that,
yeah,
is the breakfast.
Really? You'd prefer a breakfast than a McDonald's?
I don't
meal?
Get anything. It's not that I get a meal and I just don't feel satisfied.
Oh, controversial.
And there's some people, not naming any names, but there's some people that I know that order three burgers. And I just think, do you know? But I get why they do, because one burger and chips and a drink is not like, no. It's not a meal.
I rate their curly fries when they still had them, rest in peace. But
curly fries, what a load of shit.
What?
Oh, never got the buzz about that. Never got the curly fry buzz. And I actually remember one time for one of your birthdays. Do you remember this? I brought a gang, however many. It was still at that age where like you're kind of inviting everyone.
Yeah.
and I brought us all to the cinema. And I was like, right, I'll bring them to the cinema and then I'll bring them to McDonald's after.
I remember this, yeah.
Yeah, so I have like the plan of like, go up and get the kids box thing and then da da da, and then McDonald's is just there beside. And I was like, right, my system was just go around, cheese all, and just go nugget or burger, like, what, you know. And then I'd be like, right, six Happy Meals with burgers, whatever. And then one kid, not going to name any names, starts going, I want to get curly fries. And then people are like, oh yeah, actually, I'd like to get curly fries too. And you getting curly? Yeah, no, I'm getting curly fries. And I was like, how's that? Oh, we're doing a little like fucking pick and mix McDonald's now. Is that what it is? So obviously I didn't want a head but a child. So I just went, oh, okay, grand.
You got the curly fries.
Yeah, it's had to fucking get you all sorts of shite. And people were like, mistake, oh, I'll actually get whatever.
I'll get a fillet of fish, please.
Yeah, a fillet of fish. Somebody else like, I'll just get
I get the chicken salad. Flurry.
And if, yeah, fuck, I'll get it. I was like, oh, Jesus. It's funny, never liked that girl after that because I didn't give you the option of curly fries. Fuck's sake. But no, I never, it wasn't, obviously that was a big moment that triggered me.
So that's why you don't really like McDonald's anymore, because of that.
No, and I was never a big McDonald's.
I think
person.
We've gotten to the nitty gritty of it.
No, but I never got the big deal about curly fries ever.
Yeah, I know, I love a curly fry.
Oh, I know you love a curly fry, but you won't eat the ones that were in the freezer.
I would. I've eaten them loads.
Have you?
Yeah.
They were hanging around for a long old time in the freezer. I thought I was doing you a solid and I was like, still there.
No,
yeah, well, next time when you see the bag, yeah, but Emma, like, just eat them in one go.
See, Emma, it's a kilo bag. I'm not gonna get through it all in one go.
When I need space in the freezer, you should know to eat them all in one sitting.
I didn't know that they were specifically, Ella, you should eat these. I didn't want to eat too many of them for the fam, you know. I'm sorry. But,
yeah, I mean, in fairness, I'll go with you, a chipper chip.
Do you know what chip we haven't mentioned?
In the right setting. A chipper chip is just the best thing that will ever happen.
Do you know what
life.
I would argue is an elite chip that we haven't mentioned? Tato Park chips.
Oh, yeah. But I think their food's all changed now.
No. Well, I was in Tato Park very recently.
Oh, you were.
And
it's
the same.
Well, their curry. I like the old school curry.
The curry chips, and they have the little divot in them.
Yeah, I like the curry that's like, it's like a gravy curry almost.
Guys, go to Taylor Park and get some chips. That's
it's like the curry that you get in a canteen.
Yeah, it's that kind of a...
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Absolutely love it. Yeah, no, it is good.
So what's your tier then?
Well, do you know what it is, right? I tell you what's a fantastic meal is if you went down, you go down to Bray.
Okay.
You go to the aquarium that you're going to finish in about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. The gift shop. It takes you longer to get around the gift shop than it does the aquarium. Let's be fair. Okay. Let's call a spade a spade. But say you come out and it's actually, it's kind of a nice day. Mm. Not too hot. Just, you know, we're talking 20 degrees. Mm. Okay. You go and get yourself, I think it's a little kind of kiosk thing. It's been so long. But anyway, you go and get yourself a bag of chips. And a battered sausage. And now, in years past, I wouldn't have, but now I will get myself a little tub of curry sauce. Mm. You sit on the wall and you eat that with a can of Coke Zero. And just a slight, nothing major, but just a slight hangover, just to give you that bit of hunger. Sensational.
And you've worked for it because you went to the aquarium.
Yeah. That's a meal of kings now. That was just... Oh, beautiful. Beautiful with the sea air and everything. It just tastes and hot. You know, like the first. Mm. See, that's the thing about, as opposed to getting them delivered, getting chips and eating them straight away and you have that thing where it's like, do you know that?
Yeah.
Where it's burning your mouth. Good. That's what I want.
Yeah. I feel like the podcast is going to be cancelled after this.
Why?
Producer Shane is not going to want to edit them anymore. He's going to be very upset about our opinions.
No, he won't.
He will. Don't mind him. Upset.
Don't mind him.
Please tell us, though, what your chip
Chip. Yeah, Tosser. Lee Chip. I must head out now to Bray. We'll go out to Bray one of the days for a little bit of chippy chip action.
Chippy chippy, huh?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going out with my friends.
Oh.
College friends.
Oh, what are you doing?
We're going to...
get chips.
Going to a Token. One of my friends wants to check it out. So it's like an arcade bar type thing.
Oh, yeah. What time is doing that at?
She booked a table for 4 to 6. Oh. So we're going to get some food there as well.
It's just you and the college. Just
well, obviously you're invited.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm actually free.
All right. But we did, you know, we did book the table for the three of us, so...
Oh yeah, it's but probably, like I mean, it's probably
a three-seater.
The more business, whatever. They're just like pull.
It's a three-seater table, so it's probably not bad.
It's a three-seater table.
You know, there's three-seater.
Yeah,
tables.
They just put up a chair.
No, I don't think that'll work.
So you're telling me three-seater? The chairs are attached to the table.
It's kind of like a school situation.
Well, why don't I just?
You know, three-seater kind of thing.
But it's tomorrow. It's Wednesday. I mean, it's Wednesday, 4 to 6. I think they'll have room. They can move us to a four-seater.
It's actually quite. It's quite a busy Sorry? Place. It's quite a popular...
But I can just...
Quite a popular place. I don't think they'd have any room. Anyway, guys.
I think it's fine. So we're talking chipper chips. What? Okay. Well, before we wrap up, get first, second, third.
You go first.
Okay. Well, chipper chips, number one.
Oh, you've changed.
That's what
me.
I just said. Okay, sorry. Just my big emotional speech there about going down to Bray. I was trying to paint a fucking picture. Did I say that?
I didn't realise.
Sorry, I'm going out with my friends tomorrow. Oh, Jesus Christ. Try to be animated with some people, they don't fucking care. Some say you love. Right, chipper chips, yeah. Number two.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were...
Hello?
I just presumed that you were going to go through
Can I speak to Ella, please?
I thought you were going to go through your whole ranking instead of being like, one, Ella, you go two. That doesn't make sense.
No, I just want to do it together.
See, like, I would put Chinese chips if it was spicy chips, but we're just doing it as a plain chip form.
But no, well, let's do spicy chips then.
No, because I don't think that's fair, is it?
But we were going to put Eddie Rockets ones in. They have the little bit of...
Yeah, well, Chinese then. But they're okay, spicy. They've got their spicy flavorings, yeah.
So chipper chips, spicy chips. Yeah. And third place?
Eddie Rockets chips.
Yeah, perfect. I'll go with that.
Then Burger King, then McDonald's.
What about Abu Kebabber?
I usually get their waffle or their wedges, so I don't actually know what their chip chips are like.
You do, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, I'm glad we talked about chips.
Yeah,
I'm
Ronald McDonald is going to be going.
Chips,
it's going to be going for us.
I'd love
chips. We had chips at dinner.
We did.
Isn't that mad?
Yeah, I know. I just didn't get my full takeaway experience this weekend.
No.
Because I wasn't here, but I'll make up for it this weekend.
We'll get some chips.
Please, God. Get a spice pack. Right, well, is there anything you'd like to say before we go?
Just brave of you to subscribe.
And we'll chat to you next week.
Maybe we'll talk about burgers next week.
No, we'll talk about puberty. Bye.